Doctor Who and the Cybermen by Jerry Davis. Read by Annika Wills. Chapter 1. Prologue. The creation of the Cybermen. Centuries ago, by our Earth time, a race of men on the far distant planet of Telos sought immortality. They perfected the art of cybernetics, the reproduction of machine functions in human beings. As bodies became old and diseased, they were replaced limb by limb with plastic and steel. Finally, even the human circulation and nervous system were recreated, and brains replaced by computers. The first Cybermen were born. Their metal limbs gave them the strength of 10 men, and their inbuilt respiratory system allowed them to live in the airless vacuum of space. They were immune to cold and heat, and immensely intelligent and resourceful. Their main impediment was one that only a flesh and blood man would have recognized. They had no heart, no emotions, no feelings. They lived by the inexorable laws of pure logic. Love, hate, anger, even fear were eliminated from their lives when the last flesh was replaced by plastic. They achieved their immortality at a terrible price. They became dehumanized monsters. And like human monsters down through all the ages of Earth, they became aware of the lack of love and feeling in their lives and substituted another goal: power. Their large silver bodies became practically indestructible, and their ruthless drive was untempered by any consideration by basic logic. If the enemy were more powerful than you, you went away. If he could be defeated, you killed, imprisoned, or enslaved. You were unswayed by pity or mercy. By the year 2070, they had become as known and feared in the galaxies as the Viking raiders of the 8th, 9th, and 10th centuries. It was in that year that a raiding party from Telos directed its attention to a small blue planet in a remote solar system, the Earth. Every planet, they had learnt, had its vulnerable side. This one seemed technologically advanced and was well protected by missile bases, which were capable of blowing a marauding spacecraft out of the sky. Finally, they probed out its Achilles heel.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?